A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samanda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditations and discussions, we're considering the Word of God from the second book of Kings, chapter number 2, verse 1 through to 6, and verse 9 through to 15. Reading from the New King James translation of the Bible, the scripture says, "And it came to pass, when the Lord was about to take up Elijah into heaven by a wild wind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Then Elijah said to Elisha, 'Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel.' But Elisha said, 'As the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you.' So they went down to Bethel. Now the sons of the prophet who were at Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, 'Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today?' And he said, 'Yes, I know. Keep silent.' Then Elijah said to him, 'Elisha, stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Jericho.' But he said, 'As the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you.' So they came to Jericho. Now the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho came to Elisha and said to him, 'Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from over you today?' So he answered, 'Yes, I know. Keep silent.' Then Elijah said to him, 'Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan.'" Let's jump to verse number 9. The Bible says, "And so it was, when they had crossed over, that Elijah said to Elisha, 'Ask what may I do for you before I am taken away from you.' Elisha said, 'Please, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.' So he said, 'You have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so.' Then it happened, as they continued on and talked, that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a wild wind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried out, 'My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen.' So he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and tore them into two pieces. He also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water and said, 'Where is the Lord God of Elijah?' And when he also had struck the water, it was divided this way and that, and Elijah crossed over." Verse number 15, where I will stop. Now, when the sons of the prophets who were from Jericho saw him, they said, "The spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha." And they came to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. The Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in the name of Jesus. I have taken time to read this fairly long passage because of our focus of discussion beginning from today. We're discussing operating in the supernatural. The supernatural controls the universe. There is an unseen hand that controls this seen world. Everything you see happen in the physical is a shadow of what has taken place in the spiritual. The spiritual controls the physical. It controls the natural. The supernatural controls the natural. And the earlier my listener understands and comes to terms with this, the better for us, the better for our children, understanding the fact that it is the supernatural that controls the natural. And we do not take things lightly or naturally. We add the supernatural dimension to whatever it is. Now, in Ephesians chapter 3 and in verse number 20, pay attention to what the scripture says. Paul, writing to the Ephesians, said, "Now unto him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can think or ask, according to the power that worketh in us." God is able to exceed our expectation, to exceed our asking and our thinking. But this is dependent on the level of the supernatural power of God that is at work in us. That verse of scriptures in the Bible in basic English says, "Now to him who is able to do in full measure more than all our desires or thoughts, through the power which is working in us. Pay attention to that verse. God is more than able to do in full measure whatever we desire or whatever our thoughts are. God is able to do more. So God is a God of more. His power is illimitable. It cannot be limited in any way. What we are asking, what we are thinking that will be done is dependent on the dimension of the supernatural power that is at work in us. So every man will enjoy the power of God at work in him based on the power of God that is available to you. You will understand in the course of our discussion that it is every man's responsibility to generate power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, which is God's responsibility to give you the Holy Ghost. It becomes your responsibility to generate power to make things happen. And do not forget that Bible in basic English says, God is able to do in full measure more than all our desires or thought, but he is going to do it through the power which is working in us. It's dependent on the power that is at work in you. And so what power is at work in you? Or rather, what is the level of the power of God, the supernatural power that is at work in you? Go back to our passage of consideration. Elisha knew that he needed the supernatural to be able to be in charge and in control of his destiny and of his environment. Dear listener, you must understand that God desires for you that under him, you will be in control of your life under him and through his power at work in you, be in control, in charge under the Holy Spirit of your life and of your environment. God wants your environment to submit to you. Do not forget the blessings he gave to man in the Garden of Eden. One of these blessings or the component of the blessings is the component of dominion. You are to exercise dominion on your environment. But it takes the supernatural to have this control. And that is why I am charging you this morning that the Lord is waiting for you to take up the supernatural strength, to take up power through Christ Jesus and be in command of your environment. Don't forget, as we said sometimes ago on this program, that God has given you for a witness and as a leader and a commander to the people. Looking at Isaiah chapter 55 and verse number 4, you are a witness and a leader and a commander. To be a leader, to be a commander, particularly of this wicked world, and in this wicked world, you need the supernatural power of God to be at work in your life. You need power to succeed here on earth. You need power to live here on earth. You need power to fulfill your destiny. You need the supernatural power of God to make progress in this wicked world, to open doors for you. You need the supernatural power of God to make room for you. You need the supernatural power of God to remain in the room that God has made for you. This power becomes necessary because there are forces and powers that wouldn't want you to enter through the door that God has opened for you. Don't forget, in 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and in verse 9, Paul the apostle said, "A great door and an effectual is open unto me. Unfortunately, there are many adversaries." The adversaries are there. And if you don't have enough supernatural power of God, these forces will prevent you from gaining entrance. Although God has opened the door, they will stop you from entering through that door if you don't have the power of God. And if you have entered into the door, into the room that God has made available for you, you need the power of God to remain on that seat in that room. Why? Because there are forces and powers that want to unseat you and take your seat from you. You need the power to fulfill the purpose of the Almighty God for your life. May you not lack this power. In Jesus' name, let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice this morning and pray. Say, "Father, empower me. Envelope my life, my destiny in your power." Shall we pray? Father, my prayer this morning is that you will empower me. Give me power. Let my life, let my destiny be enveloped in your power. Release your power upon my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray. The truth is, you cannot obtain your desires, your thoughts, your prayers without the power of God. I'd like you to ask that God will increase the level of His grace upon your life. Father, multiply your grace upon me. Multiply your power upon me in the name of Jesus. Let's pray. Father, I pray that, Lord, you will multiply your grace unto me and multiply your power upon me in the name of Jesus. Let your grace, let your power be multiplied upon my life, upon my destiny, upon my family, upon my business. Multiply your grace and your power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Eternal Father, in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, Father, by your power, let amazing doors open for me and let me enter into the room that you have made available for me. Let no power be able to chase me out of the room that you have made for me or unseat me from the seat that you have given to me in the name of Jesus. Father, I receive the power. I'd like you to begin to pray in the Holy Ghost as you receive this power this morning, power to enter through this door that God has opened, power to remain on your seat, power not to be unseated from your place, power to open doors. Somebody needs a door to open for him. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost now. Wa pronege de lebro dozuda, ba kronege de bedelebe de robodoza, braneke to brenege di za pronoshente kreniga lo zapre, emborusa papa yala negedebe, loske peteli angedebo, pradege tu shade, alu pranege de bezudoya. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. May the Lord empower you. May you multiply in grace and the power of the living God to be able to enter through this open door and remain in the place that God has made yours in the name of Jesus. May you be in control. May you be in command, a leader in the name of Jesus. May the Lord empower you for results and for fruitfulness. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral tomorrow. Time for this service is 8 a.m. You may wish to join on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My social media handles is at Yemi Graceman. The Lord bless you as you do. Till I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, wishing you a very glorious weekend, and the Lord bless you.